Congressmen seem to have decided that two things are needed to give them a chance of re-election in 2018, an economic revival and a containment of the vast corruption investigation codenamed Lavajato, or car wash. On neither point would Mr. Temer's removal serve them well. On the first, he can point to falling inflation and a return to growth in the first quarter of the year, as signs that his pro-market reforms are bearing fruit. Labour reforms to allow more flexible working hours and ease firing and hiring seem on track. As for Lavajato, politicians on all sides are under scrutiny, so most agree on the desirability of reining it in. On June 28th, Mr. Temer announced that Raquel Dodgy, a deputy chief prosecutor, would be replacing Mr. Janot when his term ends in September. They will be hoping that she takes a less crusading approach. The disgruntled include Ms. Rousseff's left-wing Workers' Party, which slams Mr. Temer's reforms and regards his replacement of his former boss as a coup. Any day, a federal court could rule against Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, still Brazil's most popular politician, who has half a dozen cases pending against him for corruption and money laundering. All this means Mr. Temer has a good shot at completing the last 18 months of his term, but he remains vulnerable. Congress may seek to soften an unpopular overhaul of budget-busting public pensions. It may want more pork in return for support. Neither demand will help with a budget deficit of 9% of GDP, though the nascent return of growth should increase tax receipts. And Mr. Janot is expected to file a string of other charges against the president for accepting other bribes as well as obstruction of justice. Several of his chums are either already in jail, like Mr. Lures, or maybe soon. Brazilians, who marched in their millions to demand Ms. Rousseff's impeachment, are weary of protest. But further sensational revelations could see them back out on the streets.